Let's talk about audits. Let's talk about x-rays. That email that we received is really disturbing. If your financial planner is doing a 100-yard dash on you and to review your portfolio, that financial planner should be your past financial planner, right, or your previous financial planner. Can you dive deeper on how you guys do it at TJ Stearns?
Well, I'll give you an example. Last night, I got a phone call at 8 o'clock at night. One of our older clients got scammed up in Seymour, Wisconsin. Find that on a map. That's Green Bay. And she was freaking out because she thought she lost $14,000 to some
scammer.
And, scumbag. You know, we get phone calls like that all the time. My point is that I stayed on the phone with her for like 45 minutes last night talking her off the ledge.
Friday night?
Friday night. So, I mean, we do what needs to be done. So whether it's that or whether it's an audit of what's going on, you know, a review for the year. But the big thing I'm here to talk about today is that what we're finding when people come to see us is they're not understanding what's in their portfolio. For example, we just had a woman yesterday who had over 90% of her net worth in one stock. Now, she knew it was in there, and it was Apple, which if you know what's happened there in the last 2 weeks, it was a rough road.
Not good.
So thank God we had talked to her that we're getting it diversified. But at the end of the day, you know, with the commercials that say, you know, what's in your wallet with Capital One, what's in your portfolio? Most people don't know that. And she didn't realize that other funds that she had that underlying in it. So she, you know,
even the other funds that she was carrying that she thought she was diversified in had large positions of Apple,
exactly,
which was basically making her sole position of Apple more risky.
Even more.
Right. Got it.
So she had even more in there. And then the other thing is, you know, people, we're always full disclosure with our fees. People think that when they're in a fund, that whatever they disclose to you is what the cost is. Well, guess what? There is trading inside those funds. So I tell people, call whoever you want, Fidelity, Vanguard, and ask them what a trade costs. And when they can't answer that, the person, the minion that you get on your phone.
If you get a person.
If you get a human.
Right.
And then ask to speak to the supervisor, because that person won't be able to understand it. There's no free lunches on Wall Street. You are paying for trading. And they can't answer that. And so what I'm trying to tell people is that, you know, you get what you pay for. You know, we put stop losses in. We're putting active management, because in this volatile market, you need to have that.
Sure.
You need to have hedges on your portfolio. And if you're in your 60s, you shouldn't be just buy and hold. That's not a thing anymore.
The overall market is extremely leveraged. We saw the same thing happen in the 90s with the real estate, in the 80s with real estate, the 90s with the dot-com.
Yep.
And in the early 2000s with the real estate. The experts that I follow online and I read, the amount of leverage and the amount of risk that's being put into play right now that everybody's exposed to is what I'm trying to, you know, is a phrase I'm looking for. The exposure to risk that we have is the greatest it's been
ever
in the history of the stock market.
Agreed.
And every time we've had huge exposures like this, it did not end well.
No.
And, you know, you have the U.S. Treasury bailing out the Japanese yen, which a lot of our listeners have no idea what that means.
Right.
Which means that if the yen collapsed, then the Japanese government would start selling treasuries, which would not be good, which would drive mortgage rates up. So the U.S. Treasury, Bessent, came in to back them this week that nobody's talking about on a grand scale. You look at the leverage that's going on with Wall Street, and it's just a very scary time right now. And to be overextended or into different products that you're not balanced, you could get your teeth knocked out, and you might not even realize that you're missing teeth until a couple of weeks after it's already happened.
Right. And so one of the things we're trying to spread the word to people is that if you're over 59 and a half, you are able to take money out of your 401k, even though you're still working, you're still deferring, you're still getting your profit sharing match from your company, and roll it into an IRA that you can put in stop losses and expand your there's more than stocks and bonds out there.
Sure.
You shouldn't be all correlated to these markets, especially at an all-time high.
Question for you. When you're doing the overall deep dive review, can I add that you please get a copy of every single one of your clients and our listeners mortgage statements.
Right.
So you could create a spreadsheet. You could easily look up through AI what the value of their home is.
Right.
Get a loan to value, get a combined loan to value if they've got a second, and try to talk to your clients about the benefits of a home equity line of credit or a reverse mortgage or possibly looking at paying off their debt with a line of credit or a refinance or a reverse mortgage, because I don't think that's covered enough. And the biggest asset that a lot of our listeners have, and I would bet over 60% of your clients, is the equity in their home.
Right.
Right.
And that brings us up to the other thing that we were going to talk about is September 24th at Harper College.
Yep.
We're having you speak to my clients and your listeners.
Yep.
A free, you know, although you are going to provide water.
I'm providing Team Hochberg water.
Which is unbelievable of
yeah,
you.
That I'm able to bring, but I wasn't able to bring to the police and fire stations in Northbrook 8 weeks before the election because our city manager made up a ridiculous story and lied to me. But that's a whole other story for another day. Back to you, Tim.
So September 24th at 6:30, we're going to have a basically an informational event about what you're speaking of. One of the reasons with the HELOC is that that way no one can steal your house. I think that's kind of important because a lot of my clients own their houses.
Sure.
But also to do a deep dive as to why you might want to have your mortgage reviewed if you still have one. And all the different things that go with that.
Yep.
So that's another reason that we're partnering with you.
Yeah, I'm going to cover three things. I'm just going to cover the benefit, how to get money out of your house, the three ways to get money out of your house. Refinance, HELOC, reverse mortgages.
Yep.
And the risks and rewards for both. I'll be up there 10 minutes each for each one, if not less. I'll give examples and answer questions, not selling anything.
Right.
Every HELOC that I send or refer out to Consumer Credit Union, I make zero. I don't make any money on those. Okay, so if everybody's like, why are you doing this? Because it's the right thing for the listeners to do. Okay, listen, we had a mutual client. She owned her home free and clear here in Illinois. She wanted to buy a, what was she, $500,000 home up in Wisconsin that she's going to eventually transfer to.
Right.
She owned her home free and clear, right?
Right.
I'm like, and she was going to sell her house, and she decided not to sell her house, so we couldn't get a HELOC. If she would have taken out a $400,000 HELOC, Tim, on her $500,000 home.
Right.
She would have been able to put the $400,000 down on the $500,000 home, pay interest only on that money, which is the cheapest money she'd be able to get, go with a smaller mortgage, and her overall monthly payment would be lower.
Right.
And it just, when you come to us at the last second and it's ready, fire, aim, then you go with 20% down.
Right.
She's got to tap out her assets from you.
Right, which is a taxable event.
Which go with the $400,000 mortgage at a higher interest rate.
Right.
It just costs her more money. So let's dive deeper when you're starting to do these x-rays.
Yep.
Please get a copy of everybody's mortgage statement so we could create a spreadsheet, send it back to you.
Got it.
And say, hey, here's an opportunity, here's not, and move forward, because it's really in a defensive mode as well, and also to be in an offensive mode if and when they ever need the money.
Well, that way we cover all the bases.
Yep. Phone number for listeners who want to reach out.
1-800-640-2256. That's 1-800-640-2256.